Audio 9, Historic Rock Passages. The history of Nuremberg is inextricably linked with the history of beer. Following an audio tour of the underground rock passages and the Altstadthof home brewery, you can try the traditional Nuremberg red beer. There were more than 40 breweries in Nuremberg at the end of the 14th century, for as little as 30,000 inhabitants. Due to a decree of the city council, anyone who wanted to brew and sell beer had to have their own beer cellar for storing and fermenting the beer. Thus, the origin of the historical rocky passages goes back to the Middle Ages. Each of these breweries then dug a cellar under the house in the sandstone. The more barley juice the breweries needed to produce, the larger the cellars had to be. At first, they dug up to 4 stories deep, and later the cellars were extended horizontally to adjacent properties. In this way, a labyrinth of 25,000 square meters of cellar space was created under what is now Nuremberg's Old Town. After the cooling machine became more and more important in the field of beer brewing, the cellars became uninteresting for the breweries. In 1912, the Harrer Company began to use the rock tunnels for the storage of pickled cucumbers. The cucumbers were brought to the cellars through a pipe system, wherein they were also processed. Today, a sole cucumber barrel still attests to this time. From 1940 onwards, the cellars below Nuremberg were converted into air raid bunkers. Individual cellars were connected to each other, and the city created emergency exits for the population. According to estimates, 35,000 to 40,000 people took shelter in the cellars during the nights when Nuremberg was almost destroyed in its entirety. It was only thanks to this facility that many Nurembergers were able to survive the attacks. The audio tour continues with the Henkersteg and the Henkerhaus, Executioner's Bridge and Executioner's House.